We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our friend Joe Fortenbaugh. He is our man in Vegas, and all guests on The Score Hotline brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Joe, you are now known as a television personality. If you into yourself as Mr. Daily Wager, weekdays at 5-4 letter negative. Did you know that you're a television personality? How does one become one? It's unfolded in front of us. God bless you.
Generally, you're notified to your presence on TV. Excuse me, fellas. When you make some sort of mistake, and then social media wants to point it out and highlight it and circle it and Photoshop it. Here's an example. I was doing the TV show from home yesterday, and in the final segment, one of the people on the show said they had never seen the movie Groundhog Day, and I just, you know, I found that to be unacceptable. So I stood up and I just walked off my home set. I thought that'd be funny. And come to find out later, I forgot that I wasn't wearing the lower half of my suit. I was just in like a pair of, shall we say, boxer shorts, and that made its way into the scene, and obviously Twitter went right to work on that. Never pointing out a winner, never pointing out a really smart, eloquent sentence, only just the failures.
See, I gain respect for you, Joe, because you still dress like a radio guy.
Yeah,
so that's fine.
Just the fact, like, putting on the suit is just such a pain in the rear end, and going through the whole thing with the nice shoes and everything else. I work with Doug Kazarian on the show. Doug used to do this thing in the summer where he would wear shorts and flip-flops on the lower half when we were on the set. Because he's like, yeah, some people will do this in Bristol, too. And I was like, that's funny. And then when the overhead shot on the jib comes in to open the show, we have a clear desk. So you could see the white lightning thighs of Doug Kazarian on the show. And, like, immediately we heard from the higher-ups, like, you better be wearing pants moving forward.
That's hilarious.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. So you've been going through your own battle with this game. I mean, you are, as we know, a Philly guy, and you got your struggles trying to manage. Well, you're married into the Bills Mafia. Your kids are Niners fans, whether they know it or not, and you're left with Philly. We talked before, and I love the logic of running the football and keeping, you know, that offense off the field and keeping both offenses kind of off the field. I think both teams are going to concentrate on trying to run the ball.
So we've seen some wild movements as you try to figure out the side and the total. Total opened around 51, because this will answer your question a little bit more specifically before we go to the side. It got bet down pretty quickly to about 49.5, which I found interesting because this is one of the rare games where the public has a very big say in what's going to happen with the number, because so much money is going to be bet, and we know the public likes to bet overs. So to see guys take an early position on the under was somewhat fascinating. Then we saw it tick back up to 51. Now it's sitting at 50.5. I'm sitting out right now. I'm just watching all of this because I think it's going to go higher, but I do like the under. I think it's exactly that. If you're Kansas City, why would you want to move up and down the field with extreme pace? Why would you want to move that quickly? Because all you're going to do if you end up scoring is put Philadelphia right back on the field. And of the four units, both offenses, both defenses, I think the Chiefs' defense is the weakest unit. I mean, they're bottom three in the red zone, and while they've played pretty well in the playoffs, I think that's the weak spot. So if you're going to have them out there for 35 minutes in the game, you're probably going to be in trouble come the fourth quarter. You know, conversely, Philly wants to run. I could see them wanting to control tempo a little bit as well. So the under is one of my leans, and I'm going to play it. I'm just going to let the public get involved later in the week. What I think is fascinating with the side is that this open pick'em and was bet as high as Philly minus two before it set back down at 1.5, which is where it is now. But one of the sharpest books here in town, and you guys mentioned them as we come back from break, Circa Sports, they hung Kansas City minus 2.5. And all the other sharp books hung Pick'em. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys are really sharp, and they had KC minus 2.5. And they're aware of the injuries and everything else that we're aware of. So I've just been kind of letting that sit in my mind, that that's the opinion of some really smart guys out there. And I think ultimately, as we start to get news on the wide receiver situation in Kansas City, that this is going to move back towards a pick 'em or so. I think right now, if you like the Chiefs and you play the 1.5, this might be the best you see. Barring a cataclysmic injury report, it's not going to go Philly minus 3. So I think it's going to move back the other way towards Kansas City.
So Joe, general question here. But based on your experience in past Super Bowls, no, I'm not going to ask you about the anthem. That's next Friday. But I think that is the trend typically your friend, or is the Super Bowl different because of the extra preparation, because of the magnitude? Do you find historically that the Super Bowl tends to be an element that is even harder to predict or bet on than the regular season and the playoffs?
There was an angle a while ago, we can't play it anymore, but the idea of deferring on the kick because you wanted the ball to start the second half, and that kind of set up a myriad or a domino effect of props that you could play. Because some teams used to still accept the ball first. Like, that's what I'm interested in this game. Are both teams willing to defer, or do both teams want the ball? Because if you know that and you can handicap how the toss is going to go, you could put yourself in a position where, you know, first down, first punt, first score. That second Giants-Patriots Super Bowl was perfect like that, because the Patriots always deferred after Tom Brady got hurt, and the Giants liked to accept the ball. So you pretty much knew the Giants were getting the ball to start the game, so you could make all those prop bets. I think some of those trends, you got to be careful about the venue. Are we talking about an outside venue? Because I think anything in an outside venue means nothing for a game like this. I also think not so much, hey, the underdog has won 8 of 10. I'm not necessarily getting into that, and that's not even true. I just use that as a stat, as an example. But I would look to things where, do you get a lower scoring first half because there's jitters, there's nerves. You know, when you talk about safeties, it's always interesting that the safety prop comes up a lot, and everyone wants to bet it because it has a, you know, you bet a little to win a lot. But on top of that, they're sucking the value out of that now because the books know it's coming. Overtime, they're sucking the value out of that. They know you're coming. So there are some trends and some storylines I think that can help you find some niche avenues because there's so many opportunities here. But some of the general overarching trends, if the game's played outside, it means nothing to me for this game.
Okay, so just generally speaking, in all sports, how important is coaching? When you're making a pick, are you looking at the battle between Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni? Is it more important in baseball? Is it less important in the NBA? I don't know. I don't know the importance of coaching. It seems like a mismatch in a way, Joe.
So in the NBA, coaching's important if you can figure out how coaches run their rotations. Like with Golden State, you know, if Steph Curry is going to come out with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and then he's not going to come back in until 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Guys have their normal rotation patterns. That's when you're live betting, you can take advantage of the situation. And that's why when you play the Denver Nuggets, if you understand when Jokic is going to sit, you can do well from a live betting perspective. Because Jokic off the floor, the Nuggets can barely compete with high school teams. But when he's on the floor, it's a completely different story. So coaching, to an extent, it matters, but figure out their patterns. In football, absolutely. In baseball, it's similar to basketball, where how long is a starter going to stay in the game? Some of these new age guys want the starters coming out early. Good. So when you're talking about strikeout props and things of that nature, you know, you might be more inclined to go with unders. Andy Reid has got to be respected big time in this spot. The experience factor, and also throw in the fact that off a bye week, he's been incredible, absolutely be incredible. You have to factor that in. You absolutely have to. Plus the fact that the Chiefs have been here before, so they know what the week leading up to the game is going to be like, whereas the Eagles, a lot of those guys have not. You don't want to get caught dealing with tickets and family and friends and media obligations during that week because it takes your eye off the prize. Teams have gotten burned by that before. Philly's game against New England back in like 2006, whenever it was, the Eagles, the Patriots knew they were going to win because the Eagles were on the field so early, running around, screaming, yelling, using up all their energy. There's a great anecdote about the Patriots looking at Dawkins saying, you know what, we're going to win this game. These guys are going to be out of gas. And that's exactly what happened.
Joe, you're the best. Can't wait for next week. That's when we're going to get all the weird bets. And Dustin is already timing all the national anthem stuff. But always a joy, buddy.
Thanks,
Thank
Joe.
You.
Real weird next week, boys. Real weird. Have a great week. Love you, Chicago.
That is Joe Fortenbaugh, Daily Wager, weeknights at 5 on ESPN. So make sure you watch. He's beautiful. He is a very well put together
Always
man.
Brings it.
Always brings
always
it.
Looks like a million bucks.
We've got another man that always brings it. It is the great Jeff Joniak. He'll join us next. He's the voice of the Senior Bowl.
Yes.
How about that?
And the voice of the Bears.
And the voice of the Bears. Yeah. We've got a couple things to talk to him about. They're connected, you know, Senior Bowl Bears. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.